And we're streaming. We should be live.
Well, you play the intro, remember?
Thought we were doing that little backstage scene. I can play the intro. Let me
Well,
find it.
let's go.
All right, let me find it. And it's not the intro, it's just the music, so. There's no vocals on this.
I understand.
You can start talking anytime.
I'm waiting for the actual piece of music.
I told you I haven't edited this. This is just the raw music.
Well, I don't hear anything, is what I'm saying. Like, zero.
All right, hang on.
Techno mage, it's
Has had a
cursed you.
bad week. No, I just had a bad week. Wait, nope, that's not the program I want. I'll find it eventually.
All those people who paid for the backstage pass, they are certainly getting their bonus right now. All those people who paid it extra.
Okay, now it should go. Here we
Okay.
go. You hear that now?
I
Can you?
do.
Okay. You have to start talking because nothing's going to happen.
Okay. Well, then. Welcome to the sixth live edition of Bombs, Bants, and Wednesday Rants. As always, I'm your dedicated and humble host, John Wilder, coming to you from an undisclosed location hidden deep beneath the surface of the earth. With me, as always, is Mark.
Hey guys.
And the missus.
Hello.
So, and what I think is I won't use the word humorous, but because it's been. You've lost a lot of stuff, haven't you? On the computer.
There we go. Sorry, I couldn't unmute my mic. Nothing has gone right this week. And then everything associated with the podcast, all of it's gone. And if you're looking, for those of you looking at the visuals, you can see that we're all slightly different and we've changed clothes.
My eyes. What's happened to my eyes?
That was the best I could do. I couldn't find the original.
Yes. Well, the only problem is now I look more like the boy than Zavatar than mine. But
Well, he'll get a new avatar too, so his will look different as well.
yeah. So anyway, the techno mage, the gods of technology have cursed the missus, and lots of the data that she put together previously is just absolutely gone. So not that that means it can't be recovered, because again, she can always
I
record
just have to do it
our old
again.
theme song, yeah, or just do another one again. So anyway,
Yeah, but here's what
we
happened,
are
right? Here's what
back.
happened. You haven't told the story about what happened. So, like two
Well,
months
go ahead.
ago, I said to our tech guru, who is Pugsley, I said, "Hey, Pugsley, would you get an external hard drive and back up my podcast stuff? Because my laptop is kind of pushed to its limits. It's been a real workhorse, but I use it for this and for my actual job." And he said, "Yeah, sure, I'll do that." So I started having trouble with some stuff earlier this week. And then the boy, who is the actual T-Bone computer guru, his kung fu's a little bit better. Don't let Pugsley hear me say that. He'll never forgive me. But the boy was home and took a look at my computer and he said, "Well, the things you said that weren't working, I fixed, and this appears to be working now, but a lot of the stuff in your podcast folder is gone." So I thought, oh, you know, there's maybe a few things that were missing. Opened up my podcast folder, about 90% of it's gone. So
Well, the good news is you're not running out of hard drive space anymore.
that's true. Lot of room now.
Well, okay. So that absolutely has. I'm trying to think of a good segue between that and tonight's theme. And tonight's theme is the economy. That old gray mare just ain't what she used to be. But before we get there, Mark, have you had any major technological failures in the last month?
Me, no.
That means the missus, her field of technological corruption has yet to reach you, but don't worry, it'll get there. Okay, so switching gears entirely.
I mean, I know this doesn't count, but my wife's cat died.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hey, we have some extra ones.
Yes. We have all the cat you need.
We primarily have one extra one at this point. It was the one that Aaliyah, we gave to her. She said she'd take and then brought back. And so then Pugsley again this evening tells me that when he gets home, our neighbors came over to talk to him and said, "Your cat just sits outside our door and meows." And I told him the only thing you can do is touch your nose and go, "Nose goes, he's yours."
You don't really, you never really own a cat. You just always
Yeah, that's
one.
True. They just hang out at your house.
Yeah.
Not to make light of your wife's cat passing, Mark. Sorry.
Don't worry.
Oh. Well, so going back to the subject of tonight's name, economy, that old gray mare just ain't what she used to be. Ain't what she used to be. Ain't what she used to be. And first off, I'd like to start off with just a little bit of a history lesson. On April 5th, 1933, Franklin Roosevelt signed an executive order that made owning more than just a trivial amount of gold by individuals illegal. You were able to own 100 ounces. That's not trivial. $100 worth of gold. But back then, $100 was about 4 ounces of gold. Because again, back then, the price of gold was fixed. It was $20.67 per ounce. It didn't vary a bit. So on April 5th, 1933, Franklin Roosevelt confiscated virtually all of the gold in the United States, took it in, and as soon as he got it, they changed the value of the gold. They changed it from $20.67 per ounce to about $35 an ounce. What that meant was immediately your dollars were worth 43% less. And so you want to talk inflation. It was inflation that happened all at once in the middle of the Depression. And it was like they're trying to keep us in the Depression.
Hmm. And the what's this? Hoarding. Oh, it's only money.
Sorry.
It wasn't just only money, because the penalty for hoarding gold was huge. It was a $10,000 fine. And remember, that was with $20 or $35 an ounce gold and up to 10 years in the slammer. So that was a felony that's, I don't know, worse than a lot of things that people consider horrible things nowadays. But in 1974, Gerald Ford said you could own gold. Gerald Ford signed a law that said you could own gold again. So why? Because at this point, the dollar was no longer backed by gold at all. Nixon had taken this off the gold standard, and so now the dollar just exists as a dollar. And it's been inflating ever since. For those of you with a scorecard out there, in 1933, a dollar started out as worth, you know, 120, you take you $20 to buy an ounce of gold. Now it's about $1,800 to buy an ounce of gold. So the dollar has been deflating, which means prices have been inflating ever since then. And now something incredibly scary is going on. And this is my personal opinion. When you look at what's going on with the dollar, a few years ago, they have various different ways of describing what money what exists as money. And I'm not going to get into technical details, because everyone would fall asleep. And if you were listening to this while you're driving, then I would be responsible for your, yes.
Bruno, please tell me. I want to know what the M2 and the M3 are.
Yeah. But let me tell you this. Right now, between the beginning of 2020, there were $4 trillion roughly rolling through the system. Now we're north of $20 trillion. We've increased the money supply 5 times in just 1 year. Okay, 5 times. And you would think that prices would, you know, everything would cost 5 times as much. Fortunately, the money is just sitting in these vast pools, not moving anywhere. It's got no velocity to it. So that means that there's a whole lot of money that could be spent that isn't being spent. So what happens, and this is exactly what happened in the 70s, the velocity starts to move. When people realize their dollar isn't worth as much, they start to spend it on stuff. So with that as a backstory, I think, you know, inflation's inevitable. What have you folks seen? Mark?
Well, I mean, we've been seeing inflation, literally. I mean, I go to the, went to the grocery store and over the last couple months, actually, I've noticed this at the grocery stores, the packages are changing in shape and size. You know, the cereal boxes are just as tall, but they're thinner. You know, candy bars are smaller.
Pringles boxes aren't squared, though. Just checking.
Well, I haven't been following Pringles, but yeah, I mean, a lot of the prices seem to be going, you know, are definitely going up. Housing prices have gone up, I think, 20% just in the last year. Vehicle prices are going sky high right now, especially for trucks, if you can even find them because of the chip shortage. You know, that's, well, to give you an example. So a friend of mine had bought a truck. Let's see, I think it was 2016 or 2017 and paid $50,000 for it. And to buy the equivalent now would be $80,000, which is, I mean, that's a huge jump for, you know, less than what, 5-6 years was what we're looking at. So
that is a huge jump.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's everything's getting more expensive. You know, it'll, you know, like for ammo, you know, just because of inflation, we'll never see it return to the same place, same rate or prices that we saw before the COVID.
And that's difficult for me because I identify as an ammo sexual.
But yeah, so that's where we're at. Another factor that's for the inflation is with the shortage of workers due to the, you know, government paying people not to work, businesses were having to raise the amount they're paying their workers. So at least in the area that I was in, you know, $13 to $15 actually became the de facto minimum wage.
Absolutely. The missus, what have you seen so far?
I'm sorry, I fell asleep.
It's only money.
I know, it is. What have I seen so far? Well, I've noticed that when I go to the bank and get cash out of the bank, that it doesn't seem to last nearly as long. But I think a large part of that is Pugsley.
That is true. And actually, you know, I've noticed when you look at the prices of everything, it seems to be going up. I mean, for heaven's sakes, the price of beer is going up. I had a reader make the observation that typically when the price of beer, a six pack of beer, is above the price of is above what a minimum wage is, you're going to have trouble. And I think we're there.
Yeah.
So, go ahead.
And a lot of this is driven by the cost of the inputs. And one of those, of course, is energy. And, you know, we've seen under Biden, we've seen gasoline prices go increase by at least $2 a gallon. Just
gasoline prices absolutely are a tax. They're just absolutely a tax. They increase the price of everything.
So, we're stuck with inflation at least until Biden's out of office.
Well, and to a certain extent, I would blame him, but it all started back under Trump. Keep in mind, Trump and the Federal Reserve and Congress under Trump were very compliant in starting all of this nonsense. So as much as I'd like to blame Sleepy Joe, it really started
China.
Well, the main reason I blame Biden is because of for the gas increases. I mean, I recognize that there were other things already occurring, but you know, he's the one that's his policies are the ones that have contributed the most to the increase in gasoline and diesel and those other expenses, and it's just going to get worse because, you know, he wants to follow all these so-called green policies that you know, the only way they're only green because they're lining people's pockets that work for government, but
That's a good point, and I'll bring up one of them, and this one of them is a big one. You know, why are the left so upset about the pipeline that's supposed to bring oil down from Canada, that dirty oil from Canada? Well, you know, the oil is coming down from Canada whether or not they want it to come down on a pipeline. It's coming down in rail trains, and trains of rail are much more dangerous than a pipeline. But beyond that, Warren Buffett owns the railroad trains. And so every time a barrel of oil comes from Canada, Warren makes money if there's no pipeline. Warren contributes strongly to the left.
Excellent.
I wonder if there's any. Yes. Could there be any correlation?
Well, definitely. I mean, you know, let's face it. I mean, if you were to look at the billionaires, I bet you, you know, I'm just pulling this off out of the air, but I wouldn't be surprised if you were to see that 70 to 80% of billionaires contributed heavily to the left, especially in comparison to what they contributed on the right.
And I think that's absolutely the case. I think that's been proven again and again. So, looking at your local situation, so you're seeing it hit around your area. What have you seen any shortages of things?
Well, it just sort of depends on the week, and that's sort of the for it to be able to restock instead of it being restocked, you know, within a day or two. As far as particular items, I can't really think of anything right now off the top of my head, but, you know, we're in a state where there's actually food production and canneries and dairies and, you know, everything's all, you know, there's quite a bit of actual local production of a lot of the things that we use food wise.
Hey guys, just to jump in here very quickly. Well, since you're going to ask me anyway, but no, what I was going to say is that our internet connection is a little wonky and we're cutting in and out. So for those of you watching and listening, if we disappear suddenly, I mean, well, you know what it probably is.
FBI, open up!
But no, seriously, we are having a little internet issues. It's because I was near it, so.
Yes.
It's my fault.
Yes, the dog ate your internet. So what are your observations as far as shortages? You remember you were mentioning some things that you saw that were short in the store the other day.
Yeah, well, I was mentioning specifically it was nasal spray, oddly enough. And this seems like it's a nationwide shortage. So I found this stuff that normally goes for like $5 a box, selling for $15 a box online. And that's the only place you could find it. Amazon doesn't even have it.
Medicines, what else?
Well, you know, one thing I've noticed that's sort of peculiar is...
Yeah, we're dropping in and out, guys. I can't hear Mark at all right now.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now, yeah.
Okay. One of the things I found peculiar is that I've noticed over the last couple, well, actually, it's probably been since COVID started, but especially in the last few months now that, you know, getting out more often, but fast food restaurants, their straws like change every single time I'm there, which indicates to me that they don't have a steady supplier or a steady supply of straws in any event.
And in fact, we ended up with that same exact situation here. We stopped at a regional fast food chain and we ordered the
Nationwide
trough of iced tea.
They're nationwide.
Well, yeah. I mean, well, anyway, we got a trough of iced tea. It's approximately 7 gallons of iced tea. And normally they have special straws to reach the bottom of this vast vat. And here, you have to use regular straws, which when you put them in, I mean, they go all the way to the bottom.
And it's not like you can pick it up and just drink it with your hands because you feel like you're a small child using a sippy cup because it's that big.
Mm-hmm.
It's like highway size, as a matter of fact.
But you stay hydrated.
I didn't hear what your joke was. You dropped out. The internet's on to you.
No, it's you. But you can stay hydrated that way, is what I said.
Oh, okay. I was anticipating a bad joke. I was all ready for this. But you head faked me.
So we have seen some evidence of some shortages of some stuff. And... flip over here. So what sort of trends are we seeing? I mean, is there enough out there that we can make some educated guesses as to what we think is going to happen?
Well, I did see an article from David P. Goldman. Stagflation, and he was noting, you know, some indicators that are indicating that, well, at least suggesting that the economy is slowing down. COVID restrictions were lifted, but now we're seeing, you know, like some of these businesses that were hiring were laying off. The job growth is declining, of course, with the chip shortage for new vehicles. I mean, that's going to make a huge dent in economic growth because they simply can't do anything. They're shutting down factories. You know, increased fuel prices are going to depress growth. You know, Biden's all ready to jump in and raise taxes on everybody. That should depress growth. So, you know, you combine the depressed growth with the, you know, and possibly even, you know, we might
the missus, what do you see? If you're talking, I can't hear you.
There we go. I couldn't get my mic to come off mute. Everything's just crazy tonight.
Go!
Yeah. I don't know. What was the question again?
Do fish get tired of seafood?
I think they do. Yes.
Do you think that Where do you see all this going? What are your thoughts about the trends?
I think it's going to be worse before it gets better.
Well, yes.
I don't see the coronavirus stuff ending anytime soon. Well, no, things were going pretty good before the whole COVID thing hit, right?
Well, yes and no. I mean, all of this was underneath the below the surface of the ocean. But when the tide starts to go out, you see who's not wearing any swimsuits.
Right? And we're all just living in a house of cards. And can we mix metaphors some more? This is fun.
There you go. Well, come on. In my case, I really do think that the trends are very negative, and I think that the debt that we've created as a nation is the part that is going to be devastating to us, because we created so much debt as a nation that it's just and who do we owe it to? Well, you know, we owe it to often ourselves, but this latest
creation, Joe Biden,
$15 trillion worth of Biden. Money,
he's done.
That, yes, that's the Chinese pronunciation of his name. I tend to think that this plays out in a very that be the plan in the first place. Is it's weird because someone was making the observation while the leaders of the Taliban do have Twitter. And someone was saying, well, why wouldn't they? Because they agree with the leftists, down with America. That's something you can say on Twitter and not get banned for.
Well, yeah, I mean, we're socially, we're in for quite a bit of disruption and upheaval, I think, because they're just going to go after everyone. And we see it all the time. I mean, pretty much Christianity's been driven out of the public space, especially if it's in any way conservative and anti-abortion and all that. And racial tensions are increasing. Right now we're seeing a lull, but once the inflation really kicks in, we're going to, and that combined with the end of free rent and the end of the paying people to stay out of work, I think it's just going to come back. My own thought is we're at, best scenario is that we see a replay of the 1970s, with the exception that instead of gasoline shortages, it'll be brownouts due to the move to green renewable energies.
Replaced and stabilized the United States essentially during the 1980s, following the 70s, was the petrodollar, which is rapidly going away because, again, I hear the Saudis just signed a deal with the Russians. That, and if the Saudis are now signing a deal with the Russians, pretty soon they may be selling oil in yuan or rubles or things other than dollars.
Beaver pelts. Keep in mind,
that's the big deal. That's
invest in beaver pelts.
That's the big deal that stabilized the dollar in the 1970s was tying the international sale of crude oil to the dollar.
Well, I mean, we did see an extreme amount of devaluation of the dollar in the 1970s, and it really was. I mean, so we're looking at it. But yeah, I agree. I mean, it's correct, and the underlying bargain with the petrodollar was that we were going to provide security for Saudi Arabia in exchange for them denominating their oil sales in dollars. And, obviously with, even if we weren't already pulling back on those obligations, I mean, Afghanistan probably is a good signal to the Saudi monarchy that we may not be capable of protecting them.
I think you're absolutely correct in that. So, longer term, looks like the dollar is going to be in trouble, and also looks like there's going to be stagflation kicking in. I think that's a fair assessment. I do think that this period of difficulty in people finding employment will end, and end relatively soon.
Yeah, it's going to be. In fact, I just saw an example at my office today where we've had a job opening for a couple months that had zero interest, and suddenly we've got three people that, you know, and keep in mind, this is just not even a week maybe after the shutoff of the extra federal benefits for unemployment, but suddenly we've got, you know, three people that all applied for this position. So, I mean, I know that's we're going to suddenly see a lot of people rushing back to get jobs now that the eviction moratorium.
A place that I didn't mention that I think we're going to see a lot of shortages are in medical care. Won't take the jab, who won't get vaxxed up. When you take those people out of the employment situation, and that was by one article I saw, at least 30% of nurses. When you lose 30% of nurses, you cripple the healthcare system.
I heard just today there was another big lawsuit. I can't remember. Sometimes back east, I think, where a bunch of doctors and nurses were suing over having to be vaccinated.
Yep.
And, not in Texas this time.
Yeah, I did hear of one case where someone did win a lawsuit. And this was against one of the major universities. I want to say Duke, maybe?
USC? I saw that. Yeah, I can't remember where he was from.
But they won the lawsuit. I thought that was a fascinating one. Well, do we have any other happy economic thoughts? Mark?
No, I don't have any happy economic thoughts. The glimmer of hope that I see out there is the further expansion and development into space. And, we're still at the very edge of that. We're not going to see any real benefits from that, I would guess, as far as, you know, on Earth, anyway, economically, for probably, a decade at least. I mean, because I suspect we need to get to a point where we can bring asteroids of them and so forth. But otherwise I don't see any bright of the 70s. I'm sorry.
Inflation, we'll be talking about Elon Gage. you can keep going.
I think that part and parcel of this replay of the 70s is we're going to see a lot more, you know, crime increase. We're going to see more rioting and so forth. So, I mean, you know, welcome back, Cotter, I guess is all I can say.
Well, and personal anecdote, I have some intelligence sources that lead me to understand that So even in small town America, where you would expect to see you know, Opie and Otis, nope, it's we are seeing crime increase here as well. The missus, your final thoughts?
Leroy Jenkins.
I was waiting on that.
Oh, Leroy. Yeah. Well, your final thoughts? You got anything to make us all smile at the end of this dark drive down the economy?
That's really kind of it.
A clap of my guards.
That's, yeah. Okay. That's my contribution for tonight.
All right. Well, on that note, thank you. Be back always. I'm John.
I'm Mark.
And I'm the Mrs.
Say it.
Y'all come back now, you hear?